We're in Simin Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. So far, we went through the basic shitas of the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Malach of Kosher. The Mechaber shita is that a kesher uman shel kayoma is what you're chaya for, means a professional or very good knot that is also made with no intent of untying it. That's what you're chaya for. If it's either a kesher uman but not shel kayoma and not a kesher uman, you're potter. And if it's neither a kesher uman nor a kesher shel kayoma, it's mutter altogether. The Ramah shita is that uman is not a factor. If it's meant to stay forever, you're chayiv. Temporarily, you're potter. If it's meant to be untied within a day or according to one shita within seven, then that is mutter altogether. So let's continue now in the Ramah. In the Mechaber, excuse me. The Mechaber shita is that if it's a kesher shel kayama, if it is a kesher she'ena shel kayama and not a maisa uman, that is mutter altogether. Says the Ramah, Hagav v'chelinin hataroso, dino kina kamo le'inyin kshiroso. Anything you're allowed to tie, you're allowed to untie. Anything you're not allowed to tie, you're not allowed to untie. The Mishtabura adds that something that you're allowed to untie, you can also tear, or you can also cut. But he says not to do it in front of an Amoritz. Says the Mechaber, Ketzad, nifsik ala ritzua v'koshra, nifsik ha'chevel v'koshra, o she'koshra chevel bidli. So what happened? A strap tore, a rope tore, and you tied it. The bucket of the well tore. That means the rope of the bucket. Osha kosher resin behema, or you tied the muzzle of an animal. Hareza a potter, that'll be usher because it's not a kesher olam. V'chem kayotzba be'elu akshar, sorry, because it's not a maisa uman. When you put it together, the original kesher was, but when you go and patch it up, it's not. Hareza poter v'chein kol kiyotze be'elu aksharim she'maisa hedyet. V'choladam kosher osom l'kayama. It's a kesher shel kayama, but it's not shel uman. V'melu your poter. V'chol kesher she'ena shel kayama im kosher kesher uman hareza osir. If you have a kesher she'ena shel kayama, but it's a kesher uman, that'll be osir midrabanan according to the Mechaber. Now, there's a Gemara that says that l'tzorach mitzvah it's mutter. Well, it's tzarech mitzvah kagon shekosher limdot echad mishiurei haTorah. You're tying it for the sake of measuring a shear. Mutter likshar kesher she'ena shel kayama, any kesher drabanan. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is all only in the shitas rifa Rambam, which is the way the Mechaber paskins. But Rashi holds that there is absolutely no heter of dvar mitzvah. What's mutter l'dvar mitzvah is mutter for everything. Hagav yesh omrim deyesh lisa. Now how do we paskin? So the Ramah brought down Shitas Rashi that Kesher Uman doesn't count. What counts is how long it's for. Says the Ramah, Yeshomim v'yeshli zor shlo lahatir shum kesher shu shashnei ksharim ze agav ze ve'einonu b'kiyim eze mikri kesher shel Uman da'filu b'sheina shel kayama osa l'koshro. We are choshish that even though it's a kesher sheina shel kayama, but if it's a kesher Uman, there'll be an iser of being kosher, meaning he is choshish for the Rif and the Rambam. And we are choshish that any double knot is considered a kesher uman. V'adin la'atiro. V'chein no'agim, and that is our minik. So you're never allowed to tie a double knot. If you tie a double knot on your shoes, a real double knot, the halacha is you couldn't open it. V'kal makam nirad, v'makam tzara ein lochush. So if someone tied their shoes that way, or tied a scarf, a woman tied a scarf around her neck, and she tied a double knot, where if we're going to be machmer, she's going to have to sleep wearing that double knot, and it's going to be very uncomfortable. The same thing with wearing your shoes. So there the halacha would be that you could untie it. Where is it that you need a double knot? That's when you're tying two strings. Aval im osa kesher barosh echad shalchut o meshicha dino kishneik sharim. If you tie a single knot in one string that's very tight, that already is a chash of kesher uman. So that being the case, if you tie a bag, there are two ways of tying a bag. You can either take the whole top of the bag, bunch it up, and make a knot out of it. That is a chashash of a kesher uman. And you're not allowed to open that on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to tie that on Shabbos. Whereas if you roll up the top of the bag and then tie the two sides and make a single knot, that's like a single knot in two strings. And that is not considered a kesher shel kayama or a kesher uman, and that you're allowed to make on Shabbos. So there's a very basic difference between tying the whole thing or tying one half to the other half. So la halacha, we Ashkenazim are machmir that a kesher, a double knot is a chash kesher uman, and that a kesher uman is going to be usur, even though it's not a kesher shel kayama. Being choshish for that would mean that we never tie a double knot, and we don't untie a double knot. You can untie it only b'makom tsar. A knot together with a bow is considered not a single knot, meaning not a kesher uman. So there, it depends on how long you have it for. So if it's to be opened within 24 hours, it's mutter, according to one day or within 7 days. But we pashtus, we hold that it's got to be open within 24 hours. If you plan on untying it within 24 hours, it's mutter. If you don't plan on untying it within 24 hours, then the halakha will be that it's also to do on Shabbos.